We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. Now, here is your host, Mike Kelly.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Missouri's football team heading to Memphis for the bowl. The Tigers will play in the Liberty Bowl coming up on December the 31st against Oklahoma State. That game kicks off at 2:45. For ticket information, go to mutigers.com. Coming up on this week's show, my conversation with Drew Locke. After this, from Shelter Insurance.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
Without further ado, please welcome, for the first time in quite a while, here at Tiger Talk, Missouri senior quarterback, the native of Lee's Summit, Missouri, Drew Locke is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Who, oh, by the way, made a special effort because he drove in from Kansas City this afternoon. It's great to see you.
It's good to be here, finally.
Well, thanks for doing that. And the reason why you haven't been on the show often is because there's a tradition, a standing tradition with you and your offensive lineman on Thursdays. And that is?
Yeah, so we end up going to G&D every Thursday. And it's the ones and twos of the O-line, ones and twos of the quarterback. And then we try to sprinkle in a defensive player just to make them feel...
Make them feel part of the group.
Yeah, yeah. Make them feel like they're included. So we end up doing that, and then we all leave G&D. I take the starting O-line and a couple others, if we can fit them in the truck. Then we head back to the Matsy, and we were talking about it a second ago. We do end up, regardless of the weather, roll all the windows down. You have to take your shirt off, and then we listen to Irish bagpipes all the way home. And that started before I was here, so don't think that I started that tradition. That was not a thing that I started, but that is definitely something that hopefully keeps running, hopefully keeps going after I leave, but that is something we do, and that's why I've not been here on Thursday night.
There was dancing in the parking lot at one point in time, I remember, with offensive yes. linemen back in the day where they would get together and do all kinds of... I don't know what you would call it, but...
I don't know.
So you guys have basically taken it to a whole new level.
Yeah, we took it to a whole new level, and actually, you know, depending on the week, like when we played South Carolina, we kind of buzzed through the bagpipes and got to the sandstorm. So depending on the week, we'd do a different song depending on who we were playing.
A lot of things to talk about and a lot of ground to cover tonight. Let's just begin with the basics. As you look back to this, your senior season, now the regular season portion complete, you finish 8-4, finish with 4 consecutive wins. As you look back on it, in your senior campaign, just give me your thoughts on this season as it unfolded.
Yeah, I think this is definitely the most fun I've had in a season. You know, people would think that scoring the amount of points that we did last year and throwing all the touchdowns and you know, the come behind season that we had last year would have been fun. But no, this is definitely the most fun just because of the guys that we had on this team. It was the tightest team that I've been involved with as far as how much we cared about each other and how much that everybody meant to each other, which is really fun to be a part of. You know, there's two games that go down right down to the end of the wire and that we would like to have back, but I wouldn't have changed this season for anything.
But in those two games, I think the thing that comes into play, and it goes back to what you just said and what you told me when we talked before the season even started, is how close this team is. And even though there was disappointment and you were knocked to the canvas, no one fractured. No one splintered. You stayed together as a group.
No, and I think that's part of the reason why we win so many games in November. You look at teams that get injured. They're not mentally tough. We come in, you know, regardless if we're playing them there or here, we're just a mentally tough team, and that's what makes us special, and that's why we win in November for the past 3 years it's been. That's just kind of that's just the program that Coach Odom runs. It's what he preaches to us day in and day out. And without that, you know, I think there's a couple of wins on this year that we wouldn't have necessarily had.
There were obviously moments throughout the course of the season. This is part of football. Guys get injured, and there's adversity, and you have to work in different pieces to the puzzle on the offensive side. And this year was no different, was it?
No, definitely not. You have a picture-perfect idea of what you want your senior year to look like. You know, you're going with the guys that you've been here for 4 years, talking to Emmanuel and Nate. And one of my biggest games in my career was that first South Carolina game with Nate. And, you know, we missed Nate for a lot of it this year. You know, like I said, you had that picture-perfect plan on what you thought it would be. We win a lot of games, play with your guys. It'd be a smooth ride. And then guys started getting hurt. We had to play some 18-year-olds in some big spots. And, you know, they ended up coming in and playing their butts off. And I talked to the team on Wednesday night, or I keep forgetting, we played on Friday, right?
Yeah.
Wednesday night, that I appreciate them being able to come in here and just being mature and being pretty much grown adults to be able to go into situations like that and help this team win, because, I mean, this season meant a lot to me. So for them to come in and, you know, dedicate their time and dedicate their heart to this university and in this season, that kind of stuff meant a lot to me.
I'm going to come back to some of those individuals a little bit later in the program. We're going to have you for at least a couple of segments, we hope. But I want to stick with you for a moment as we go through this first segment. As you were introduced, first of all, you got emotional on Wednesday when you were addressing the team,
yeah.
Right? So as you were introduced to the crowd prior to the game on Friday, walk me through what Drew Locke's emotions were like.
Well, for one, this sounds bad, but we were warming up. You know, it was about 45-minute warm-up of that freezing cold rain. And I talked to Kurowski about it, and he'll probably say something about it tonight. But I went in there being my stubborn self after our warm-ups and didn't want to change anything I had on. I wanted to wear everything that I wore in the warm-ups because that's just what I do. So I came out to get introduced, and we're all standing there. I'm like, holy cow, I am freezing. I'm soaking wet. I've been soaking wet for about an hour now. It's cold. So my first thought is like, wow, I'm cold. Not that, holy cow, this is my first time or my last time coming out on the furrow. But once I snapped the whole cold out of my head, it did hit me that, you know, I've been sitting there for a couple of years watching Coach Pinkel for that first year cry when he was letting guys go through. And then with a couple of years of Coach Odom, I never really pictured myself running through that tunnel of guys and giving them all high fives. So when it happened, it was pretty surreal, and it was just, I don't know. It's still kind of hard to wrap up.
Sure.
Because I still think that we have one game left, so I haven't really.
Yeah, but then you come out though through that tunnel and you make eye contact, right? You see mom and dad, and you see grandma or grandpa, I should say.
Yeah, they were all there. That was definitely the most special part about it. My mom didn't cry, which was huge. That was big for her.
Wow.
I would have sworn she was going to cry, but she didn't. She was the first person I hugged. All my grandparents were there, my aunt and uncle from my dad's side, and my great grandma from my mom's side, who means a lot to me. My great grandpa. I've actually been really lucky. All my great-grandparents and grandparents that have been alive since I've been alive, you know, are all still here, except for one that I lost over a year ago. And obviously my great-grandma was there for him. And that whole side of the family means a lot. So to be able to see her there, I didn't know she was going to be there. That's when I kind of choked up a little bit on the field, to be able to see all my family members there like that. Maybe think about my dad, senior night a little bit, who he had there. You know, running onto a field that definitely doesn't look like it does now. No, it was cool. It was a special moment for me that I'll never forget.
Tigers quarterback Drew Locke is with us. I'm Mike Kelly, special edition of Tiger Talk. A little bit later, Jake Bresky will join us, Missouri's recruiting coordinator. We'll also hear from Director of Equipment Operations, Mike Kurowski, as well. But Drew with us for the first portion of the show. Before we take a break, okay, so that was the beginning. Your team takes care of business in an impressive fashion, winning 38-0. And you get pulled in the fourth quarter to a really nice ovation from the Mizzou fans that were in the house. When you had that moment to be able to come out and enjoy the satisfaction of knowing that your team had taken care of business and you were being replaced late in the game, what were your emotions at that point in time?
Yeah, that was definitely the hardest part of the game for me. It was also the coolest part. I said it in an interview, I think, that same night, that Ted Monachino, who's a really close family friend of my family, played with my dad here, came up to me, and after they told me I was going to go in for more plays, like, you know what you're doing? I was like, no, I mean, I'm going out there running Red Saban on this play. Like, what do you mean? And he's like, no, you got to maybe need to wave at the crowd, give your O-line some love. I was like, all right, I'll think about it. And that's when it really hit me. I was like, holy cow, I'm about to get an ovation coming off the field. This is everything that I ever dreamed of growing up as a quarterback in elementary school and middle school, to go play for the University of Missouri. And then one day, my senior night, beat a rival team 38-0 and get a standing ovation coming off the field. And, you know, when I did, after I hugged the O-line and hugged Taylor when he came in, after I hugged Taylor, I was like, wow, this is weird. I'm it's kind of like I'm handing it all over right now into the next guy. And, you know, I looked around one more time. It was rainy. You know, the skies were gray. It wasn't an ideal weather for your senior night, but that's just what Mizzou football has been. We've been fighting back. We've been fighting to make this program a top tier program, and you know, that was just like, it all came full circle at one moment. And I came to the sideline, Coach Odom hugged me as well, and it was, I don't know, like, how vivid I'm describing it to you is how I'll remember it for the rest of my life. So it's really cool.
As I look at the litany of things that are kind of headlines about Drew Locke this season and throughout your career, Sean Davis provided this to me earlier today. Johnny Unitas Golden Arm finalist, Lowe's Senior Class Award finalist, 96 career touchdown passes, which ranks third in the history of the Southeastern Conference, needs five more to catch Chase Daniel to become the all-time leader in Mizzou history. 11,820 career passing yards, which is second in the history of the Southeastern Conference, needs 695 to catch Chase for the school record. He holds four of the top six single-game passing records in Mizzou history. 3,125 passing yards this season. It's eighth in school history. Trails Blaine Gabbert by 61. But of those eight, he's got three of the top eight in school history for single-season passing marks. So, I mean, give the gentleman a round of applause. But I know, first of all, as I'm going through this, you're kind of embarrassed, number one, that I'm going through it point by point, maybe just a little.
Just a little bit.
Because I think the other thing that I've heard you say before is that you would trade all of this and maybe even your right arm for about five more wins throughout the course of your career.
That is 100% truth. That was one of the big things that, you know, I got, you know, hounded on coming out of that junior year was, I don't know why you're coming back, because, you know, there's no way your stats can get better. And that's just, no offense. It's like some media people talk a little bit that don't necessarily know football. That's stat junkies. I'm not saying you don't know football or anything. I'm saying you know football for sure. You know the deal. But
thank you. You're kind.
But, God, I lost track now. My bad. That was what I was kind of getting hounded for. That was the least bit of my concern coming back, because I wanted to have a memorable senior year, and that was nothing about stats was going to help me remember my senior year. It was going to be about winning football games. 8-4, would like to add two more on there, with, like I said, but the stats has been the least bit of my concern since I've been here. I've always wanted to make this program a top-tier program and try to bring it back from some of the stuff that happened my freshman year and all the talk about what kind of university this was, and just try to bring it up from some sad times.
Talking about what you're about 90 minutes before kickoff on Saturday, someone cornered me in the hallway outside of our radio booth and said, is Drew going to play in the bowl game? And I said to that gentleman, I said, why wouldn't he? I mean, he's just been about team the entire time he's been here. How surprised were you when that topic came up postgame?
I was extremely surprised. I was really thrown off, to be honest. I feel like everything that I've tried to embody as, you know, a student of this university, as an athlete here, would hopefully tell someone that I would obviously come back and play in a bowl game with the guys I love at the university I love. So that's why it really, it was more of like a shot to me almost. It kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. But I guess it's a question that people want to ask to kind of get me riled up. So
one of the things you wanted to accomplish this year was you wanted to continue to grow as a quarterback. And certainly you had that opportunity to learn it from another set of eyes, if you will, another perspective, working so closely with Derek Dooley, who in his first season as the offense coordinator did a terrific job during the course of the regular season. So self-evaluation, in what areas do you feel like you grew as a quarterback this year?
I would say learning how to finish a game in the fourth quarter. You look at the offense that we had my sophomore and junior year, we would either beat the crap out of someone or it wouldn't be a close game in the fourth.
Right.
And Coach Dooley, we did a little review after the season already. We looked back and we averaged 18 points and we're 0-5 or 0-6 against bowl eligible teams last year. We averaged 38 and we're like 5-4 against bowl eligible teams this year. That doesn't happen without a change in offensive style, on how we play the quarterback position, on how the whole offense really operates as a unit. So being able to kind of figure out what it's like to play some real ball, how to take, you know, real big time games down to the wire and, you know, try to win those games, whether that's with a field goal or just managing a 4-minute and just trying to understand the whole totality of football in a whole. And I'm not saying I didn't do that my sophomore and junior year, but it's a lot easier doing that and when you have a chance in the fourth quarter and learn from situations like we did this year.
How much did the game slow down your senior season?
I'd say it slowed down a lot. And I think the biggest key would probably, you guys seeing me run around a little bit more. That was not something I necessarily did my sophomore and junior season. Just figuring out, again, going back, figuring out how to play quarterback. Coach Dooley helped me out tremendously. Austin Carter Samuels as well. Mm-hmm. Matt Holacek, all the guys in our room. Just did a fantastic job with teaching me the ins and outs of truly how to run an offense like this, how to take the back, how to burn balls, just figuring out how to extend drives as much as possible without making the bonehead decision that ends up ending those drives.
Let's talk individuals, some of your teammates. First of all, I say the name Emmanuel Hall, and you say what?
Say leader. Not necessarily as far as, like, you know, you see him on TV yelling at guys on the sidelines, but as of recently, he's been able to get up in front of the team and speak a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I underestimated how well he can speak in front of an offense, speak in front of a team. Just blew me away when he got up and said some of the things he did the same night that I ended up getting up there and saying some things. He means a whole lot to me. Obviously, he's helped me be the quarterback that I am today. We came in the same class. I've saw Emmanuel grow tremendously. A little bit wasn't playing there for a second, and mm-hmm. when he got his opportunity, I mean, he took off. He flew with it, and that speaks a lot for who he is as an athlete and as a competitor.
When he's right and when he's available, he means what to your offense?
I'd say he means 4 or 5 third downs. I think the man makes probably 6 or 7 plays in a game, regardless if he knows it or not, that helps us extend drives. Whether that's him running his fastest on a 9-ball that pulls a safety that clears up an over route to JJ. It's just certain things that he just brings a problem to defenses when he's on the field. It doesn't matter what he's doing. He scares people, which in the end helps us, you know, pull an extra safety out of the box to help us run the ball. Or, you know, you double team him and it opens other guys up. Or for the one time you leave him by himself, he's going to run by a guy and we're going to hit him deep. So,
how about Jonathan Johnson?
Jonathan Johnson, I think he's been kind of my rock since I've been here. Never wavers, just same guy every single day. Comes in, works his butt off in practice, works his butt off in the weight room. Seriously, I haven't noticed one day where he's been up or one day where he's been down. He's been the same guy, which as a quarterback, you really like consistency. You like a guy that comes in and he's the same guy every single day. You know when you throw it to him, he's going to catch it. You know when you give him the ball, he's going to make a play. He's going to get yards after a catch. So for a guy like that, to be in my, you know, kind of my hip pocket and be a guy that I've been throwing to for 3+ years now, that means a lot to me.
I'm going to lump the next couple of guys together in a couple of different groupings. I'm going to begin with the tight ends,
yep.
Kendall Blanton and Albert O. And I'll get to Daniel Parker in a moment, but Kendall Blanton and Albert O.
Kendall Blanton and Albert O, I would say two of the more reliable guys on our team, kind of like JJ, which might end up saying the kind of guys that we like to have and put on the field for us. Kendall comes in every single day, just like I said, JJ, just same guy. Doesn't ride waves, which I think speaks a lot for someone as an athlete, someone as, like I said, a competitor. It's hard for me to actually put into words how much those two mean to me. Kind of chokes you up a little bit thinking about just how much they bust their butt, because people forget they have to block as well. They're in there blocking for me in pass protection quite a bit during the season. So to have such versatile guys like that, I think, you know, it really just helps me be the guy that I'm here with, you know, that long list of whatever you want to call those
sure.
awards.
Okay, let's go running backs. Demarre Crockett, Larry Rountree III, and I'm going to throw Tyler Beatty in there as well.
I would say, like, one word is just willing. They're willing to do whatever it takes. I watch film in practice, in games, with them in pass pro, picking up a mic that gets touched by nobody because we slid one way or the other and takes them on, you know, full mm-hmm. steam. You get a little emotional, at least I did. When you look back at some of those plays and it's like, wow, these guys are putting their heart and soul and their body on the line to protect you, to allow you to make a throw. And, you know, me is, you know, I'm a QB. I don't like to get hit and whatnot and all that stuff. It blows me away, some of the things they do. And I get caught, actually. I get in trouble for not carrying out my run fakes after I hand the ball off, because it's so hard not to hand the ball off and watch those guys make plays. You see the holes they got to cut through, and it's just like, all right, here we go. That was a tackle for 2, but they turned into 12. It's just, they've been a key instrumental part in this offense this year.
Two more groups I'm going to bring up. When you first came on, we talked about 18-year-old kids pressed into action that made plays for you and for this football team this year that kind of came out of nowhere, if you will. And I'm talking about Jalen Knox. I'm talking about Dominic Jacinto. I'm talking about Daniel Parker Jr., among others, Barrett Bannister.
Tyler Beatty.
We talked about Tyler the less. Anyway, but when you think about those guys, though, and where they are as freshmen and what they meant to this team as freshmen, describe the impact they had.
I think they're going to have more of an impact in years to come, 100%, just because of how well they handled themselves, not necessarily on the field, but more so off the field as well. Those are the guys that you'd want representing this program down the road. For them to come in, I know Barrett makes his first catch down in Florida on a huge third down for us to go in and score. Funny story about that, I grabbed him after we scored, and I went up to him. I was like, that has to be, no offense, one of the coolest things you've ever done in your life, right? And he was like, no, for sure, that was definitely one of the coolest things I've ever done. So for them to be able to sit there and say that was the coolest adrenaline rush that I've ever had, and he was 18 making that play on his first big time road SEC game, and then going back to Tyler Beatty's Purdue play where he cuts the mic,
right,
gets back up, makes a play to extend that drive for us to go down and win that game. I think they're just making plays that, you know, me is, you know, I like to say I'm one of the better quarterbacks that's been through here. I wouldn't have made some of the plays that those guys were making their freshman year.
Okay, so I want to close with this position group, and I'm talking about the offensive line, you know, the guys that dance to bagpipes with their shirts off. But in particular, two guys that have been with you the longest, Kevin Pendleton and Paul Adams. Take a moment to talk about those two guys.
Yeah, they mean more than anyone can ever really know to me. And I think that just comes with a couple of experiences that we've had. I mean, you know, people talk about how much you learn. You learn from winning games. You learn from how to, you know, how to take away from the good times. But I think some of the most important times in me were learning from those bad times. And those guys never left my side. I can remember a couple instances in that my sophomore season and junior season where you're in a huddle, you're about to go out on a field, and you know you're not, you haven't been picking up very many yards. It's not looking too pretty. And you make eye contact with those guys in front of you, and they're right by your side. They're going to go out there and put their body on the line for you. And it's just a special feeling that unless you've commanded a huddle, you've been in a room with those guys, you've blood, sweat, and tears on a field, you don't really understand the kind of bond that a quarterback and his O lineman have. And it's something that I wouldn't change. I wouldn't change that those bonds for the world.
There's something else that we want to say as we close this out, is that those folks sitting out here and those listening, not only do they appreciate the numbers and the success that you've brought to this program, they also appreciate the fact that as a wide-eyed freshman who was pushed into action really at a critical time during that season and with never blink came in, took over, and the way that you've conducted yourself on and off the field from that point forward, I think that's what they appreciate more than anything else. So on behalf of all of those folks, congratulations on what you've done to date. Thank you for being here tonight. Really, really proud of you. Appreciate your friendship, and I just wish you the very, very best in the bowl game.
Thank you so much.
All right, good luck. That's Drew Lock.
That's Tigers quarterback Drew Lock. I'm Mike Kelly. Again, for tickets to the bowl game, please go to mutigers.com. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of the Inside Mizzou Athletics Podcast, brought to you by Shelter Insurance.
This has been Inside Mizzou Athletics with Mike Kelly, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.